on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And it is 29 to 11. We've got a big week coming up. A lot coming up in the next couple of weeks too. John Brash is with. Morning, John.
Good morning to you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yes, a big week in greyhound racing coming up, and it all centres on Melbourne Town. We've run the Melbourne Cup for the horse week, and now it's turning to the greyhound's turn, and the Melbourne Cup heats will be coming up on Friday night. Yes, Friday night this week, Sandown will be racing with the 8 heats of the Melbourne Cup and also the 4 heats of the Bold Trees, and then they'll go into the final the following Friday night. So the next 2 weeks at Sandown will be Friday night racing, and I'm sure there's going to be great racing there over the next 2 weeks. We're going to be joined by the marketing manager of Sandown Greyhound Racing Club, Mick Floyd, in a few moments' time, and Mick will go through some of the nominations received thus far. Nominations will close tomorrow morning for that big program on Friday night there at Sandown, and we'll recap the last week in greyhound racing in Melbourne that has been a big week as well, feature racing over the last week as well. I think we've got Mick coming online to join us this morning. Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. It's a very exciting time of the year right around the country, but certainly here in Victoria, it's all race to the Melbourne Cup on Friday week.
Yeah, I said just a moment ago in the opener that we've had the horse racing carnival, but now all the attention turns to the greyhounds.
Certainly does. It's a fantastic time of the year for all racing codes, in fact. But, the Melbourne Cup with the 8 feature finals and the final of the world's greatest greyhound race, the TAB Melbourne Cup, it is a fantastic time. And the number of exciting, particularly young greyhounds that are coming through the ranks at the moment, it's going to be a fantastic carnival. And if the shootout in last week of Prelude's last Thursday night are any indication, then we're in for a real treat this Friday night.
Mick, we might just turn the hands of time back to last Monday night on Cup Eve at the Meadows. They ran the 2 feature races there, the Hume Cup and the Silver Bullet. We might look at race number 6 first of all. This was the Silver Bullet of 2018, and what a great clash it was over the final stages between Poke the Bear and Uphill Jill, and we might have a listen to Ron Hawkswell's call.
Poke the Bear began pretty well away, fast there, Uphill Jill out the centre. Poke the Bear speed, hasten slowly back near the rear as they go to the back straight. Uphill Jill the leader. Uphill Jill shot away to the back straight. Right out the back there would have been Honed and also Vital Force going down the back straight. Uphill Jill the leader. She's well clear, 6 in front. Poke the Bear is in hot pursuit, followed by hasten slowly. Then came Belt Up Bubs, and they were followed by Orson Allen, Dinah Patty. Uphill Jill the leader. Here comes Poke the Bear starting to rally the outside. Uphill Jill in front. Lunging Poke the Bear, it's a close one. Poke the Bear or Uphill Jill, followed further back here by Hasten Slowly, and then came further back in the race towards the tail.
Yeah, Mick, what a great finish that was, but it was Poke the Bear getting up there in the virtually the last stride to beat Uphill Jill, and he's now cemented his early favourite for the Melbourne Cup with that strong victory there last Monday night.
Thrilling run, wasn't it? Uphill Jill. It's amazing there's a greyhound of her stature and what she's achieved on the track to go around a race like that at such a price. I think she went around about 16-1, which is extraordinary. But she pinched a break on them. But Poke the Bear is the form greyhound of the country at the moment. Of course, he came off the Top Gun win before the Silver Bullet and deserved a favourite for the Melbourne Cup. He was $10 not too long ago. He's into $6.50 now. He's said a deserved favourite. He ticks every box. He's a hard chaser. He can run ridiculous times. He's a speedstar winner here at Sandown Park. So he's very familiar with the track and with virtually a 10-day lead-in now into the Melbourne Cup, he'll be nice and fresh. And if there is one chink in the armour, he's not necessarily brilliant out of the boxes, but as he showed on Monday night, that will to chase and that real hunt he's got, once he gets going, it's a fantastic trait to have and absolutely a deserved favourite for the Melbourne Cup.
The other feature last Monday night was the Group 1 Hume Cup over the 600 metres.
Cleo at the centre jumped away well, so did it. Lara Bale going quickly. They're matching motors, whipping around the outside. Black Impala, a great late race for the lead at the judge, a lap to go. Black Impala whipped around the outside and took the lead now from Leo Cleo, Lara Bale. 10 lengths away, then came Magic Hornet going around the outside. Dardiessa followed by Gateway to Eden, then not available. And Zipping Bailey went to the tower, running off the back straight now. And it's Black Impala, the leader over Leo Cleo, a length and a half away to Lara Bale. And they're well clear over Dardiessa in the straight. Black Impala is clear from Leo Cleo, and Black Impala won the Hume Cup. Second, Leo Cleo. Third is Lila Bale, followed then by Dinah Yesser.
Yeah, good strong win there by Black Impala, being able to lead all the way from box number 7, defeating Neo Cleo, and Lila Bale was third.
Yeah, fantastic run by Black Impala, a first Group 1 win for Glenn Dayton, owned by Joe Borg. They're two great mates, and it was a fantastic win. In fact, they came up again on Thursday night, Glenn and Joe. They had a dog in the same race, Whaley on John, Mooney on corner, forgot his name for a second there. So the two guys, they didn't think they had much of a chance of winning the race, so they had a little side bet on the outcome of a sizable side bet, I'm told. And the two dogs went out there from boxes 7 and 8, had a good run through and dead-heated in a prelude. So the side bet went unclaimed, but the Hume Cup winner there, Black Impala, they'll press on to the Bold Trees heats this Friday night. Had a trial here on Saturday. They're pretty confident that first up over the 700 will put in a really good show. So a fantastic result there for Glenn and Joe, and fingers crossed for them, they can continue on over the next fortnight.
Now, Mick, it was a mouth-watering night at Sandown on Thursday night. We had the final preludes to the Melbourne Cup, and also the Group 3 shootout, the four-dog shootout, was run, and we'll hear Robbie Testa's call now of the shootout.
Orson Allen came out running with Morris Minor, and Orson Allen's going to cross and lead out of the straight. Over Morris Minor, followed by She's Gifted and Aston Kometo, the tailender. Out of the straight, Orson Allen leads the shootout field and turns down the back about three lengths in front now to Morris Minor, followed by She's Gifted. Five lengths away, Aston Kometo's got a lot to make up. Orson Allen in the shootout, 2.5 in front. Morris Minor comes to the outside now. Orson Allen leads, Morris Minor late. Orson Allen kicking on the rail. Orson Allen goes all the way. Orson Allen wins the shootout brilliantly from Morris Minor. She's Gifted and Aston Kometo didn't pick up at all. 29-19 the run in the shootout.
Yeah, great win by Orson Allen for Corey Grenfell in 29-19. A scoring by about a half length over Morris Minor, who had his chance off the back, I thought, Mick, to come out after Orson Allen, but Orson Allen, not to be denied, kicked on strongly and they were too good for the other pair, She's Gifted and Aston Kometo.
Yeah, absolutely. He put the writing on the wall the week prior when he came out and ran 29.18, and that pretty much guaranteed his spot in the shootout. It was the fastest time run since the Speed Star in September. And once he found the front, he was always going to be hard to beat. It doesn't matter how fast the greyhounds are behind you. If you're out in front running those sort of times, it takes something pretty special to run you down. In fact, something like 8 of the last 10 shootout winners have led all the way, which is an extraordinary stat given the format of the race. And the conventional thinking that dogs like Aston Kometo are suited to the format, and while they are, as I said, if they're out in front running those sort of times, they're very hard to run down. He's been in fantastic form, Orson Allen. I actually tipped him to win the Melbourne Cup a little while back and didn't have any of it of my own on there, unfortunately. But he is racing in fantastic form and still looks like pretty good value. If he can begin the way he did on Thursday night, in fact, the last 2 weeks, if he can begin that way, that $12 does look like a pretty good price in what is a very, very open market.
He's obviously standing up to the rigours of racing, because that was his third run in just over a week.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a worry for Corey when I spoke to Corey Grenfell, the trainer, when I spoke to him after his previous run, that the short backup, not just from the Thursday night, but into the Monday and then onto the shootout, he was a little bit uncertain whether he'd nominating for the shootout, decided to do that, and he's delighted with the way he pulled up. He's a dog that does pull up very well after each of his runs. The first time he's had to do that sort of work or been asked to do that sort of work in his career, and he held up exceptionally well. By all accounts, he has pulled up very well. And that 8-day break now between the shootout and the Melbourne Cup heat should freshen him up. And as I said, if you begin that way in a Melbourne Cup heat, then he's right in the mix. He's as fast as any going around at the moment. And it ticks a lot of boxes for mine. As I said, at $12, does look like a pretty good each-way chance.
Mick, as I said, we had the final preludes to the Melbourne Cup, and there was no more impressive victor than Baruga Brett, trained by Brooke Ennis, 29.08.
Extraordinary, wasn't it? When he began the way he did and posted that first split, he broke 5 to the first mark and 18.58 to the back. It was it kind of dawned on people just how quick he was going when he got to that point. And the kennel have always said he's a very fast dog. He hasn't necessarily showed it yet, but I think that comes back to the fact that he doesn't always begin. But once he ran that first split, it was times and margins, and that's the fastest time we've seen in 12 months' time. Extreme Magic was the last dog to run that fast. In fact, he ran the exact same time nearly 12 months ago interesting that he wasn't even in the Melbourne Cup market prior to that run, and on the back of it, he's now a $12 third favourite. So very, very confident there from the kennel, although the beginning that way did surprise. But look, he's a very, very talented greyhound in good care, and another one that comes right in the mix. It really is an open field this time around. Other than Poke the Bear, there's a lot of greyhounds around that, between $12 and $26 mark in the betting. It's a reflection of just how deep the top end of sprinters are at the moment.
Another couple of strong winners on Thursday night was the $1 million chase winner Mystic Riot for Jody Lagogiani. Came to Sandown for the first time and ran 29.39.
Yeah, it was a very impressive run. I spoke to Peter after the run, and he was very, very happy. Thought she'd improve a bit on that first split. She actually has trialled here back when Anthony Azzopardi had her. But it was the first start for about 8 or 9 months at the track, and obviously she's racing with great confidence and in great form. And if she can improve on that first bit, she comes right into the mix. Of course, if she wins the Melbourne Cup final on the 23rd of November, she'll go to about $1.5 or $1.6 million in prize money, which is just an extraordinary figure. When it wasn't that long ago that Fernando Bale topped that $1 million mark, and we thought we'd never see a greyhound achieve that in his career. We've now got a $1 million race and a greyhound that could have $1.5 million to his name, to her name. It's a great sign for the sport.
That would just be in two races, Mick.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing to think that there's that much prize money available in the sport at the moment.
Yeah, New South Wales, Miss Splendor Miro, owned Miss Splendor Miro, was also a winner there Thursday night in 29.38. And we caught the eye with Black Opium, the undefeated Black Opium, winning in 29.34 for the Thompson Kennel.
She's a very, very exciting greyhound. She's only had the 6 starts. She's won them all. She's a $10 second favourite for the Cup. And look, she ticks every box. It's funny when you watch her in the parade yard and even after the run, she's out there with the ears up, wagging her tail. She's got no idea what she's doing. It's all a lot of fun and games for her at the moment. And what we've seen over the last couple of starts here is she's really starting to mature into a good race dog. She's beginning well. It's a big step up in class. She's gone from a 1-4 win final and restricted wins up to that point into a prelude. And it was a very hot prelude as well. And she began brilliantly and ran that good time. 29.30-odd is certainly fast enough to win a Melbourne Cup. And she's just got that natural ability and again, racing in great form. And that is an important part coming to a series like this. Those greyhounds that are confident and in form are the ones to follow. And look, she's going as well as any in the country at the moment.
Mick, as I said, the nominations for the Melbourne Cup close tomorrow. Have you been able to have a look at this stage what nominations have been accepted?
Yeah, we've got 69 nominations already, which is no surprise given the status of the race. But some of the names that are in there include the likes of Hasten Slowly, who's been racing in fantastic form, as we know. Kuta Mayhem, who was placed in a prelude last week, ran a place in the Melbourne Cup last year. That'll be taking its place. Miss Splendor Miro, My Redeemer, Not Available, often imitated as one that I think slipped under the radar a little bit. She ran a prelude very, very impressively, ran 29.40, has a bit of improvement there. Brett Greeno has only just turned 21. It's going to be a fantastic achievement if he can get through, even get her through to the final. Orson Allen has been nominated. Shadale, who was a great story, and he actually retired earlier this year with a bad back muscle, is now racing in great form. Just missed out on last Thursday night. Is another one to follow through there. Uphill Jill's nominated for the race. It may be her final series, and a few dogs you may be familiar with up in New South Wales there, including the likes of Zipping Falcon, Zipping Mitzi and Zipping Taylor have all been nominated as well. So there's no Thompson dog nominated yet, and I haven't seen any from the Robert Britton Kennel either. So if that's the quality we've got there with those dogs to come in, then it's going to be very, very exciting Friday night.
And of course, the other feature on the program will be the heats of the Group 1 Bold Trees. And of course, New South Wales greyhound Poco Dorado put her stamp on her final preparation with a great win at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Undefeated now in 8 from 8 over the 7.20 at Wentworth Park. And she'll be one of the headline greyhounds going into the Bold Trees there on Friday night for the heats.
Yeah, no question. I think she's probably the headline act that went on Saturday night. It was another brilliant win up there. She absolutely loves Winnie Park. And given there's no tornado tears or ripping sand going around at the moment, then look, she is the headline act and does come in with a very good chance. Obviously, a couple of others to keep an eye out for, certainly for New South Wales. You've got White Sox Ethics and Yankees Ethics both nominated as well. Magic Hornet has been nominated. And some of the locals to keep an eye out for include Bacali, who's been racing in great form, and Billy's Baker, who's made plenty of finals. Black Impala, who won the Hume Cup, of course, has also been nominated as well. So 20 nominations so far. There are best 32 will get a start. So it's going to be a very hot series. And, you know, even though we have got tornado tears and Newfoundland Sam out of contention at the moment, it is a fantastic time for the stayers. There is a lot of depth throughout. You just look back to the Speed Star. We had 21 greyhounds qualify for the Speed Star in under 42 seconds, which, you know, would have laughed at if we said that 12 months ago. But there are a lot of good stayers around, and it's a fantastic time for greyhound racing everywhere when we've got good depth in staying ranks.
Mick, I can tell you one stayer that won't be there will be recent Top Gun Stayers winner, the Queenslander Champagne Sally. I learnt only a couple of days ago that she pulled up a little sore after the Group 1 Top Gun Stayers, and she did a hairline fracture to the hock, and also she had a tendon removed behind the metacarpal. But in speaking to her trainer Ray Berman this morning, she's back friskier than ever, just galloping around the paddock, and Ray said she'll be out for about 5 or 6 weeks. So that's one greyhound that won't be amongst the nominations tomorrow is recent Group 2 Top Gun Stayers winner in Champagne Sally.
Yeah, it's a shame. It is good to hear, though, that the injury isn't a major one, and 5 or 6 weeks off, it's not always a bad thing to have that sort of break, especially when you have a look at the staying calendar after Christmas. The series are very well set up. Basically, from January through to June, there's a really good staying race somewhere in the country, and if you've got one that can win group races as she can, then it really is mapped out really nicely for you.
Well, Mick, thanks for your time this morning, and I'm sure it's once we see the nominations tomorrow, we'll be licking our lips and waiting in the great anticipation for Friday night. It's sure to be a great card, and we may have a chat to you next week leading up to the final.
Yeah, pleasure. The nominations do close at 11 o'clock. I expect the process to be fairly straightforward. We've cleaned up the order of entry a little bit to make it a little bit more easy to follow. So I'd expect the fields to be out around about lunchtime, if not early afternoon, and they will be an outstanding way to kick off the Melbourne Cup Carnival. Of course, there's 8 feature races on Melbourne Cup night, $1 million in prize money across the whole card, which makes it one of the best nights of racing for the year, and it's great to see the trainers support it.
Mick, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck to you and Brownie and the team there with the meeting on Friday night.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's Mick Floyd, Marketing Manager for the Sandown Greyhound Racing Club, and those nominations will close tomorrow at 11 o'clock, as Mick mentioned. Well, of course, we had news middle of last week from the United States and America. Of course, they had the midterm elections, and of course, part of that in Florida was Amendment 13 was passed, that greyhound racing will cease in Florida at the end of 2020, and that will see the closure of 11 tracks in Florida, and wish them all the best. And of course, we know what they're going through, particularly in the folk in New South Wales. So let's hope by some miracle that this can be sorted out in the positive. But at this stage, Amendment 13 has been passed through the Parliament, and 11 tracks will be closing out of the 17 remaining in America, with only West Virginia, Alabama, Arkansas, Texas and Iowa will be remaining after that. On the good sideline, there was a great article in the Sydney Daily Telegraph yesterday by Jeff Collison that after the success of Godolphin winning the Melbourne Cup horse race last Tuesday with Cross Counter, and of course Peter and Jody Lagogiani having connections over there in the United Arab Emirates, they were contacted by a representative from the Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum and his son, Crown Prince Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, who is a greyhound enthusiast, and they're looking to get involved in greyhound racing in Australia, and particularly trying to buy greyhounds going forward towards the $1 million chase in 2019. So that would be a great coup for New South Wales greyhound racing if we could get the Crown Prince there involved, and all with Sheikh Mohammed's team over there in Godolphin in 2019 into greyhound racing here in Australia. In the meantime, we're going to head across the ditch. There's a big meeting coming up on Thursday evening over there in New Zealand. They've got the New Zealand Cup final and also the Galaxy, and Peter Fenimore is joining us. Peter, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Johnny. How's it going over there?
It's well, thank you, Peter, and all gearing up for, of course, Melbourne Cup Week, greyhound-wise here in Australia, but you've got the Christchurch Casino New Zealand Cup coming up there on Thursday night as well, and it's brought together a great field, and a former Queenslander, Baygo Bye Bye, is looked set to be the favourite there for the final.
Yeah, that's right there, Johnny. It's an outstanding field. Of course, I've gone through heats and semis in the final eight greyhounds drawn the race on Thursday night. For the Christchurch Casino New Zealand Cup, it is an outstanding field. It is one that has a lot of depth to it. And you're quite correct. Former Queenslander Baygo Bye Bye has been absolutely flying around the Addington Raceway for Dave and Jean Fahey. Three races ago, he lowered the Addington track record, the 520-metre track record. He slipped through that in a flying 29.59. He backed that up with his New Zealand Cup semi-final win last Wednesday when he ran a 29.63, the second quickest ever at Addington. Baygo Bye Bye is now the New Zealand Cup favourite. For the Fahey's, who incidentally are chasing out for the eighth New Zealand Cup since 2006.
And Baygo Bye Bye has come up with box number one in the final. Another heat winner was Penny Mac in 29.94.
Yeah, he was dominating our cup this year because Penny Mac, formerly from West Australia, with Dudley Parker. Stevie Clark's done a marvellous job with this greyhound since he crossed the Tasman. Of course, he was the Group 1 Waterloo Cup winner at Monaco in September. Stevie was originally coming across because he held a Melbourne Cup heat exemption. He changed track name and decided to go to Christchurch, and the greyhound has been a revelation down there. His track debut was very impressive when he ran second in his New Zealand Cup heat. He then returned last Wednesday for the semi-final. He completed his task in a 29.94, and speaking to Stevie over the weekend, he informs me that the greyhound is absolutely thriving. He feels there's a lot more natural improvement for the greyhound for this coming Thursday. He's very excited about his winning prospects.
We had also Blazing Carter winning a heat in 30.03, and also Dinah Dave in 30.22 as well.
Yeah, that's right there, Johnny. Blazing Carter, Lisa Cole, of course, New Zealand's leading trainer. Blazing Carter on track debut for his heat. He was run down late. However, took sufficient improvement out of that to lead throughout to win a semi in 30.03. Again, he has very serious early pace. He's going to make a very interesting going into that first turn. He has shown a tendency of turning left when leaving the trap, so jumping from that six, it's not over the best for him or perhaps others also. But Blazing Carter, he's another greyhound who you can expect to have derived improvement from his two Addington races. Dinah Dave for Craig Roberts. Of course, Craig, a month ago, he would have been an even money favourite, the training New Zealand Cup winner. He's got a lot of very, very strong greyhounds in his kennels from the Wheeler family. Dinah Dave, a very strong greyhound. He owns a best of 29.73 around Addington. He had to do a heck of a lot of work in a semi-final win last week. He had early traffic issues, and those issues reflected in his 30.22 time. He has a very strong run home, and look, if the early pace tangles up, particularly going to that first turn, Dinah Dave could be sitting poised to pounce on them during the run home.
Well, the box draw for the final of the New Zealand Cup is 1 Bago Bye Bye, 2 Penny Mac, 3 Mr. Matt, 4 Dinah Dave, 5 Dirk Bale, 6 Blazin' Carter, 7 David's Legacy, 8 Quiddus Bale, Reserves Blazin' Audrey and Avenger Bale. The tab.com.au market has Bago Bye Bye at $2, Penny Mac $3.20, Dinah Dave at $4.80, Avenger Bale, one of the reserves, at $8.50, Dirk Bale at $8.50, Blazin' Carter $12, Mr. Matt $21, Blazin' Audrey $26, David's Legacy $71, and Quiddus Bale at $71. What about an early tip there? We're going for the favourite Bago Bye Bye?
I'm really keen on Penny Mac. Obviously, I have a heck of a lot of respect for the Fayes and Bago Bye Bye. Penny Mac is a ceiling mid-race sectional. If he uses that asset going down to that back mark, I believe it would be up to the others to hunt him down. Now, if Bago Bye Bye is anywhere within a length or so of him on that final turn, yes, he can definitely come over the top of Penny Mac. I'm just marginally favouring Penny Mac over Bago Bye Bye. You've got to respect Blazing Carter, Dinah Dave, and another one of the Roberts runners, for those minors in Dirk Bale. The Greyhound is another one that has early pace.
And the other feature on the program is the sprint, the Galaxy, and the box draw there for the final is 1 Sir Dougie, 2 Oskitz, 3 Fired Up Jasper, 4 Dizzy Banjo, 5 Surges, 6 She's a Ripper, 7 Shinatin, and number 8 Platinum Marshall Reserves Idol Hot and Gold Star JJ. The favourite is She's a Ripper at $2.10, Shatinatin at $3.10, Sir Dougie at $5, Fired Up Jasper $12, Dizzy Banjo $14, Oskitz $14, Idle Hot $17, Platinum Marshall $26, Surges $31, and Gold Star JJ at $51. The heat winners were Sir Dougie in $17.14, Fired Up Jasper $17.16, She's a Ripper $17.01, and Shatinatin in 17.18. So not a lot separating the four heat winners there, Peter.
No, you're right there, Johnny. However, I'm very strongly in the corner. She's a Ripper. The Fahies have done a marvellous job with this Greyhound since she resumed from an injury spell. Four consecutive Addington sprint wins, and of course her sprints in the series to date. She won a heat in 17.05, the semi-final 17.01. She hasn't drawn the best in the six, but she has that early look, and she balances off the mat there, applies that the early pace that she owns. The others are likely to chase after her. Of course, owned by Punters HQ over there, and these boys thoroughly deserve a Group 1 winner. Of course, she was the favourite heading into the Railway Sprint, the Group 1 feature of the Auckland Cup meeting. She made a mistake at Trap Rise, and then she can redeem herself on Thursday night. Of the others, Sir Dougie, Lisa Cole, very impressive track debut in the semi-final last Wednesday. He completed the sprint in 17 and 14. Drawn the one trap, he's not overly suited to the one, but Jesus, the way that he kicked up and took care of the semi-final rivals, as I said, on track debut, was very impressive. Shatinatin for Ali Lee, very strong Greyhound, a promising up-and-coming youngster, 17 and 18, the semi-final win. Spoke to move by Brian Ali Lee's partner, of course, Alison Lee. She trained Clone Your Own to win the Galaxy about 6-7 years ago. And, of course, Clone Your Own then went across to Robbie Britton and won Group 1 races at Sandown Park. But Shatinatin, they're wrapped with a 7 draw. They believe She's a Ripper can provide him a nice track into the race, and he can use his strength during the run home. And nice to see Brucey Dan, a long-time Canterbury trainer, with Fired Up Jasper lining up here off that three trip. And a bit of respect around Dizzy Banjo for Cullen Weir. Of course, Dizzy Banjo jumping off that four trip, and Cullen trained that freakish sprinter, Swimming Goat, to the last two Galaxies.
All right, Peter, thank you for that comprehensive report on those two features coming up on Thursday night, and good luck to the club with the finals of the Galaxy and also the Christchurch New Zealand Cup on Thursday night. We'll watch with interest.
Cheers, Johnny. Thank you very much for that. Yes, really looking forward as the cream of New Zealand greyhound racing. And all the best for the forthcoming Melbourne Cup series over there.
Thank you, Peter. Peter Fenimore joining us from New Zealand. We're going to head up to Queensland now and join Merv Page, the manager of the Ipswich Greyhound Racing Club. Merv's coming online to join us this morning. Merv, good morning to you.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, thank you. Merv, for those that are not going towards the Melbourne Cup, I thought we'd get you on this morning to promote the Ipswich Gold Cup, which the heats are of on this Saturday night, and nominations will close on Wednesday. You might like to tell us a little bit about the series.
Yeah, it's a $60,000 series, $40,250 to the winner, $11,500 second, $5,750 third, and all unplaced dogs are $500. And there is a consolation, the following, and on the same night as the final, for the dogs that didn't get in the final, it's worth $10,000.
So great money. Meters. So over the 520 metres, and nominations will close
Nominations close this Wednesday.
On Wednesday, and the heats are going to be run this Saturday night at the program. So you're looking to run a minimum of 8 heats there over the 520 metres.
Yeah, best 64 if we can get them, yep. Also on Cup night, there'll be a 4:31 sprint race. The nominations for that close Tuesday, and it's a $10,000 race. But the heats are on Friday, and the final on the same night as the Cup.
Yep, so the heats this coming Friday are the sprint over the 4:31 and the Gold Cup heats this Saturday night, 5:20. And, of course, you'll be racing on Thursday week instead of Albion Park. Racing Queensland have given you a date to run the finals on Thursday night this year.
That's right. It'll be a feature race night on the Thursday, yes. And all races will be Thursday night prize money.
Okay, so the Class 1 prize money. So with the Cup is worth $40,250 to the winner, $60,000 overall, and that sprint race is worth $10,000 overall, and the consolation also worth $10,000.
That's correct.
Of course, Merv, you'll have plenty of the local brigade there. Tony Brett, no doubt, will have a team, and Tommy Savalas is absolutely flying at the moment. He won the Corporate Dollars Challenge on Saturday night with Brandy Alexander. No doubt he'll have a team going there as well.
Yeah, he told me Saturday night he was racing Brandy Alexander in the heats. Yep. It's been going since 1983, the Ipswich Cup.
And there's been some...
Started off as McMahon's Cup and then went to the City of Ipswich Gold Cup.
Yeah, so it's been around for a long time, and it's great that the prize money this year is up around that $60,000 mark with $40,000 to the winner. So for trainers that aren't heading towards the Melbourne Cup, there may be an option to head to the Ipswich Greyhound Racing Club in Queensland next Saturday night for the heats of the Gold Cup. Merv, if trainers want to come up and give you a contact, you might give the club number out.
Yeah, 3202-2977.
So that's 07 for Brisbane, 3202-2977. Trial on a Wednesday there and also a Thursday. And if an interstate trainer wants to come up and have a look around the track, they can give you a call sometime this week.
We'll trial any visiting dogs anytime, really. If they like to contact the club, we'll arrange a time for them to trial.
All right, that's great news. All right, Mo, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck with the carnival coming up over the next couple of weeks.
Okay, thanks, John.
That's Merv Page joining us from the Ipswich Greyhound Racing Club in Queensland, where they have the City of Ipswich Gold Cup heats this Saturday night. Noms close on Wednesday, a great prize of $40,000 to winning connections. Well, that's another edition of Going Greyhounds. We'll be back next Monday to preview the big Melbourne Cup and also the Bold Trees. And next week, we'll take a look at the Richmond auction coming up on Sunday, the 25th of November.